93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner. It's the Tay and Jay Show. And we are going to bring on David Jones. David Jones, how are you, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Doing great. Okay, so let me get this straight. We've got a Big Ten basketball coach that has decided to leave the Big Ten to go to Navy. What is going on there, Dave?
Well, he's 52. He was probably going to get fired after next season because they don't have much left.
Right.
From the team that made the NCAA tournament. And he chose 5 years of security at $450,000 over finishing out his contract with 3 years at $650,000. So it's about a wash.
Right.
From a money standpoint. He gets to leave on his own terms. He gets to live in Annapolis, Maryland, which is a beautiful area, about a half hour from both Metro Washington and Baltimore. His kids are out of the house. It's just him and his wife left, and she's all on board with it. And he gets to go someplace where he's really wanted.
David Jones from the Harrisburg Patriot News joining us. Broke the story about Ed DeChellis leaving Penn State. And the funny thing I thought, Dave, was the Nittany Lions hosted a press conference for him. Usually when a coach leaves, you don't see a press conference like that. They're happy to oblige him leaving.
Well, how about him happy to do the press conference? That's the weird part to me.
Right.
That's Penn State. They're pious to a crazy extent, if that makes any sense. They're just, they believe in this thing called the Penn State way, is what they say. But when it really gets down to it, they try to do everything on the cheap. And it's no way to run a railroad. You know, you don't give your coaches the support they need to compete on an even playing field. And people can say, well, these guys are all overpaid. Well, they are. We know that.
Right.
Hard to make a living these days for all of us. And these guys are getting upwards of a half a million. We're talking about a position where half a million or 650,000 in his case is considered paltry by Big Ten standards. But it's about this. If you're going to compete in the Big Ten, you have to compete financially. You have to give your guys, your assistant coaches, the wherewithal to jump in a jet where they live and go recruit people. Especially at Penn State. I mean, it's a lot like Champaign. There's nothing in Champaign. You got to go place.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to fly out of that airport in Champaign. And, you know, did you ever hear about any of Bruce Weber's guys having to drive to Chicago before they could fly? That's what they do here.
Wow.
They have to drive to Harrisburg, which is 100 miles, before they can fly anywhere to recruit. So that's kind of insane.
Well, yeah.
You're not gonna compete with that kind of situation, and that's what he's been facing and his staff has been facing. Plus, they're the lowest paid staff in the Big Ten.
I mean, it almost sounds, David, like if basketball at Penn State went away, nobody would care.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Wow.
It's not. There are other areas that are not basketball areas. Pittsburgh, I was just on the radio with my buddy Joe Bendel in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's a hockey football town.
Mm-hmm.
People in Pittsburgh can get excited about the Panthers when they do well. The Peterson Center is a beautiful place to play, and that place really rocks. In central Pennsylvania, it's kind of like fourth behind wrestling, spring football, and football. It's just not a basketball area. No one really knows what to make of basketball. The administration has no idea what to do with basketball. And they're perfectly willing to live off the $4.2 million last year in the black that men's basketball generated simply from TV contracts from Disney and the Big Ten Network that all the Big Ten schools share evenly. They're happy to do that and not have to try. So that's what they've decided.
So, David Jones, what's next? Who's next in line? Who do you think they can go after to maybe fill this role?
Oh, it's hard to tell what they'll do. I've got my ideas about who would be good candidates. Rob Jeter up at Milwaukee would be awesome. Great guy. Really good tactician who learned under Bo Ryan about 12 years or so on his benches at different places. There's Pat Chambers at Boston University, who learned under Jay Wright, Villanova.
Right.
Has lots of Philly contacts. These are guys in their late 30s, early 40s who would bring energy to a program that's never really had a figurehead with energy, with a salesman. These are guys who could sell both themselves and the program and recruits. And that's what Penn State has never tried and has never cared enough to try.
Right.
Now, that being said, I have no idea who they'll really hire. They've put under employee Eddie Fogler's search operation. And we'll see what that comes up with. I know Pat Flannery is interested in the job from Bucknell, who's been kind of on hiatus fundraising. He had to leave for burnout purposes a couple years after they beat Arkansas in the NCAA tournament and Kansas the year before. Terrific coach, a little tightly wound, and he's 52, 53. He's a little older. Gary Waters, I know, would love to have the job. From Cleveland State, who was at Rutgers before that, and really built the Kent State program that Stan Heath got the credit for.
Yeah, I was going to say,
and
they almost
made the Final Four in 2002. So there's a lot of guys who would go after this job as long as Penn State's willing to pay them. To get anyone of worth, you're going to have to bust a million. That's not what does Weber make? $1.8 million?
Probably right in there.
Yeah. We're not even talking about that. We're just talking about approaching the median of the Big Ten. You know, I don't think 1.2 million would be the median. It would probably be more like 1.4. So we're not talking about breaking the bank here. It's just a representative salary before you can get any of these guys.
David Jones, columnist, Harrisburg Patriot News. David, I know you are busy today, so we're going to let you go. But we do appreciate you coming on. We found it an interesting story, and you kind of summed it up.
It's a very interesting story.
Absolutely, and it almost makes
a
it
weird
sound,
story.
Yeah, a weird. Almost, that's a good way to put it. It's a weird story, and it makes me think: how did they do so well these last couple of years? But I think that's a credit to Ed DeCellis.
Well, believe me, I mean a lot of guys, no less Bruce Weber, certainly from the performances they put on against Illinois.
Right.
A lot of guys in coaching appreciate what he has done in a situation that's borderline untenable. You know, you just. It's a weird situation. Unless you understand the mindset in Happy Valley, you can't really comprehend it. But you're welcome, and anytime, guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you, David. David Jones, columnist from the Harrisburg Patriot News. I almost get depressed listening to him talk about the depressive state of basketball in Penn State.
Well, that's the thing. David's a really funny guy.
He is, but
this just isn't a very funny situation.
No.
I mean, this is Penn State, and David wrote a great column. Go to pennlive.com/sports, and you can read his column there. It's just, this is the way they do things at Penn State. It's all football. It's all wrestling. And basketball is, like David said, I mean, it's a second-class citizen there, which is unbelievable. When you think about the Big Ten Conference and what they've been able to accomplish in basketball over the last couple of decades.
It's hard for me to fathom a Big Ten school that has no interest in that major of a sport. But he said it, the telling thing that he said was the $4.5 million in the black they're happy to make, because that is made by all Big Ten schools thanks to the Big Ten Network, etc. I mean, Jim Delaney would not be happy to hear that.
Right. And I think Ed DeChellis is a good coach.
Yes,
I don't know how good of a recruiter he is. I mean, his record in Big Ten play is 41-95. But, you know, the last 2 years, you got to give it to him. What he did. But, you know, he saw it. All those guys are gone. Jeff Brooks is gone.
Yep.
Taylor Battle is gone. But now, where do you go from here?
Right.
I mean, they're not giving you the money. They're not giving you the funds to go recruit, like you said. And you have to get out there and travel if you're in Happy Valley, which is in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. So I can't blame DeChellis for leaving, but where do they go from here? I mean, you got to get an up and comer, because you certainly don't seem like they want to pay anybody. DeChellis is only making $650,000.
That's unreal.
Which is really low. I mean,
to us, that's
unbelievable money,
absolutely.
Of course. But for a Big Ten basketball coach, a head coach, that's on the lower rung.
I don't disagree at all with what you're saying about recruiting, but you look at Jeff Brooks was Mr. Basketball in Kentucky, and they went and got him from the state of Kentucky. I don't know how that happened. Taylor Battle was a kid that wasn't heavily recruited, but turned into a stud. So, well, I mean, it's that, just...
That's who they have to get.
You've got to get these Mid-American
Conference, these Horizon League guys that are borderline Division I prospects. You talk about a kid, a local kid, like James Kinney. He was a kid that Penn State showed interesting, because that's who they have to recruit.
Right.
They have to hope and get these sleepers that develop into four-year studs for them.
Who's their wrestling coach? He was the stud from Iowa. I can't think of his name. He's Sanderson, right? Kale Sanderson.
They do a great job there in wrestling.
And he has brought, but I think David was right. I would almost put football easily the number one, wrestling two, spring football. I thought that was kind of funny. Three, I mean, don't forget Penn State volleyball. It's obvious that they can win. I mean, the Penn State volleyball team was as dominant as anybody's ever been. I mean, it's obvious you can win in Penn State.
And you have,
that's what's alarming, that they show no interest in basketball.
And they have the program stature to do it.
Yes.
I mean, this is Joe Paterno. This is Penn State, Happy Valley, the whiteout. I mean, yeah, you see all these other sports doing it. It just drags down the Big Ten a little bit because Penn State's going to be bad again. I mean, they were bad for a long time. They're going to be bad again. With all these seniors gone.
I don't know if we want to dwell on Penn State, but I've got another question to ask you about the Lions. And if anybody else, if you want to talk about, this blows my mind. I'm a guy that is pretty simple in life, but when it comes to sports, I dig a little deeper. It blows my mind, and it's what I'll come back to ask you. 359-2255, 359-2255 is how you get a hold of us. I'll come back and ask you. It's about Penn State football and Joe Paterno. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.